Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to shift gears on you a little bit and talk about something that's relevant for, well, a lot of people, a lot of Americans, and that has been in play. So the mystery, the suspense, don't let me hold you. Okay, it's real estate. Real estate market, housing market, boy, a lot of changes, a lot of tumult, a lot of stress for a lot of people, a lot of opportunity. So I've invited a good friend, a gentleman I've known for a long time, who's actually helped me with some of my own personal real estate transactions, Larry LaGrotta. Welcome, Larry.
Hi, David. Thanks.
Good to have you on.
Yes, it's nice to be back and actually under some better circumstances.
Yeah, the last time we talked to Larry, Larry said, not so good, but he's back to give us an update on the local real estate market for East Central Florida. But, of course, that also has can translate and kind of give you an idea of what may be happening or give you a read. Every market's a little different. But
right.
But you can we could kind of talk about where things are kind of from a national standpoint. So real quick for our listeners, website, castlesinflorida.com.
That's right. That's where you go.
That's where you go if you want to hear more about and see more about what Larry does. He's a real estate broker. And the telephone number, you got your handy-dandy cell phone with you, the 386-212-1202, 212-1202. And I can tell you that Larry does a good job because he's helped me do well with some transactions. All right, Larry, so let's do this. And we need to, of course, probably mention the broker. Realty Pros Assured. Got it. All right. So let's do this, Larry. Let's start with kind of some overall comments. Real estate market. Let's start with residential. What should people know about where we are right now?
I think the big thing to know is it's probably time, if you're thinking about buying or selling, it's time now to go ahead and enter the market. The market has improved significantly just over the last year, let's say. So people are getting a little more excited about the real estate market. A lot of the cash buyers, the investors, are starting to leave the market because of the distressed inventory being so low and the opportunities for them to really make the good buys are not there like they were. So now they're going to turn it over to the regular buyer. So we're going to see more of the transactions be mortgage-related versus cash transactions, which had hit pretty close to 50%.
Wow, that's a big number. So we're going to see a you know, there's always this concept of a return to normalcy, they like to call it, right?
Right.
But you're going to see more traditional buyers.
Well, right. And the thing that we look for in a normal, healthy market is the supply of inventory, which directly relates to if the market favors the buyer or the seller. And we break that down into the months of inventory. At the height of the mess that we were in, we had 18 months of inventory, and a healthy market is 5.5 months.
Wow. And so, where are we now?
We're right in that between 5.5 and 6. Anything above 5.5 starts to lean more towards the buyer, and the closer we get to 5.5 and below, it starts to benefit the seller.
Okay, so and just to make sure we're all on the same page, when we talk about months of inventory, so that would be total number of homes available divided by average homes sold per
month. Sold during a month, that's
okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. Larry wanted me to come on here and to make me do math, I tell you.
No, we're not going to do that.
So if we've got 5.5 months or 6 months of inventory, then there's enough homes currently listed and in the MLS or available in the marketplace that people buying every month, that would satisfy them. And after that, we'd be like, oh, no more homes to sell.
That's correct.
And no more went on the market.
And it really started to change in February of 2012 when we started to actually see, let's say, 350 sales a month versus 250. And now we're really starting to see the inventory improve. So now we're bringing on about 500 or so houses a month.
Wow.
And we're selling 350. And you're going to see those numbers actually start to go up, because now sellers who have been underwater may not be underwater, because we have seen some appreciation. So they're going to enter the market. And now we're going to have the new construction as well. So we're going to see the inventory to continue to increase.
And that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing. Until it gets to the point where we have too much supply. But I don't think that's going to be a problem for right now, because we still have a lot of folks that are still underwater, and it might take a couple more years for them to get to the point where they could sell and it makes sense for them.
Yeah, underwater, their mortgage or whatever they owe on it is more than what they can sell it for.
That's correct. And it's something that nobody had any control over. The market took over, and then that put people upside down.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that makes sense to me. If you're just joining us, Larry LaGrotta is our guest today. He is a real estate broker, Realty Pros Assured, and the website is castlesinflorida.com. Telephone number is 386-212-1202. Looking for a good real estate consultant, advisor, broker. That's Larry. He's a good guy, and he knows what he's doing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more about what you should do if you're thinking of buying or selling. Stay right there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply, or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back. Larry LaGrotta is in the house with me here in the studio. We're talking about real estate. If you've got questions for Larry, 386-212-1202 and castlesinflorida.com is the website. As you know, Larry, I just completed a transaction. Larry helped me with the sale of a property I was renting until, like a lot of people, the market came back up, and I was very pleased to do that. Felt good about it. Felt like I, you know, and what's really interesting about it with Larry's help, it sold pretty darn quick.
Well, yeah, I think it was a situation where you were obviously making some improvements prior to the sale.
Sure.
We put a sign out there, and as the people came by, we took some calls and kind of worked it on the side to where before it actually went on the market, it was sold. So, but that's the trend now. The time on market is not like it used to be. And in the top communities, the inventory there, there's a lot of pressure on that inventory.
Well, that's good for people to know, because I think, you know, that people may remember these things being where they were so long and drawn out. But the key, though, and Larry would be very good at to speak to this, is it's pricing your product correctly. It's pricing the home correctly, because if you put your price out there, it may be a long time before somebody's going to be willing to buy it.
Well, that is the number one thing. Price it right. And if you don't necessarily agree with the opinion of your realtor, there's plenty of appraisers that'll come in and do one for you that would put it through the same regiment of a bank appraisal. And so you could have another opinion to make sure you get it where it needs to be. You don't need to waste time on market. You need to be priced properly.
That's a perfect point, Larry. That's exactly the way to say it. And because of what you referred to earlier as the traditional buyers coming back in with who often are going to have a mortgage, there's going to be a bank, there's going to be a bank appraisal. So you need to make sure that you are, you know, you need to be pricing correctly, or you're putting yourself in a position to where that you're narrowing the range or the population of potential buyers who are not going to be using as much financing as more people will be.
Or even have the transaction blow up on you in the 11th hour when all of a sudden the bank appraisal doesn't come in where the contract price is. And then you have to start a whole new process of renegotiation, so forth and so on, and the expectations of the sale may not end up where you really wanted them to be.
That's very good. Well, and you also made a point about, you know, the improvements. You know, you want, if you're going to sell the home, you want it to look right. I mean, people can buy, of course, as is.
Right.
That's the way I was looking at the contract, you know, that and since the last time we did something, it's right up at the top. It's as is. But you know, you want it to look good. You want it to pop from the street. You want it to have good curb appeal.
Right. Well, the as-is contract is kind of a funny thing. Is buyers use that to get their very best price up front, but after they have the inspections, it seems like they still come back and ask for things. So it's really not an as-is per se. But yeah, the as-is contract is pretty much the norm now. That's how people are doing business. But most sellers, if they're going to maximize the sale, they're going to do everything that needs to be done to make the property right. That way, when the inspection does come in, there are no issues.
Yeah, very minor stuff, if anything. That's the way to be. Very good, very good. Now, what about, so we see an increasing supply. We see some returning traditional buyers, which is good. Talk a little bit about representation, because, you know, with, of course, technology, on my cell phone, I can look at properties all day long.
Oh, absolutely. We love it. when I started in the business 15 years ago, we did this all out of a book.
Wow.
And the general public didn't have the information that I had in my little book.
Wow.
It wasn't a little book, but in my book. Now that we're on the internet, 95% of the people are starting their search there. It makes it easy for us because they can actually go in there and pre-look and find some things that interest them, and that kind of gives us a head start on figuring out what the buyer might be looking for.
Okay.
So we love it.
That's right. Well, and I think the question then becomes, Larry, at what point do they reach out to you? When they're ready to approach the seller, or when they, you know, need some kind of pre-offer guidance on, okay, here's what we're looking for. Here's some we found. What do you think? You got others we don't know about?
Either a referral, maybe a friend might recommend a realtor to them, or maybe they just might go visit their first property. Calling right off the sign, you meet the realtor. If you like the realtor, you feel comfortable with them, you might start a relationship with them at that point to say, look, I want to work with you and I want to find a home. And then, so it could be that realtor, it could be the next realtor, it could be somebody that you see in an ad or something. So find a realtor. They're gonna steer you in the right direction. They're going to know things that you don't know, especially if you've come in from another area.
Yeah. That's the key, because there's a lot, you know, there's that old saying, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So if you like a property or you got a particular area you want to be in, you reach out to a realtor like Larry and you say, look, I'm looking for this. And then I remember when I had my first transaction with you and your the other gentleman that worked with you at the time, I had somehow come in contact with you guys and then you helped me identify properties I didn't even know about.
Right.
I hadn't identified at the time when I purchased my first house. So it's interesting, because I think a lot of people say, well, you know, I can do this myself, or, you know, I don't need anybody, but it does make a difference.
Well, you know, it doesn't cost you anything. As a buyer, you get free professional advice, so why not take advantage of it? Anytime that I've heard the word free, I've seen people lining up. So, you know.
Well, I think people don't realize that, because there is, you know, whatever the commission is, it's going to be as part of the transaction. The seller has agreed to that commission with the broker who's representing them.
That's right. Yeah.
And then if a buyer has a broker represent them, that broker gets part of that. They split it.
Absolutely.
The two realtors split it.
It's paid by the seller.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a good deal for the buyer. You get the expertise, the assistance in locating the correct property. And again, you might find out things about an area that you just didn't know, and had you known, you might have made a different decision. So it's good to get that local experience, somebody that's been in the area doing the business for a while.
Very good. Larry LaGrotta, ladies and gentlemen, castlesinflorida.com, 386-212-1202. Quick break. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back. Larry LaGrotta is in the studio talking with us about real estate locally here in the East Central Florida area. But, you know, the conversation we're having applies to you wherever you are. And especially my next topic I want to ask Larry about, you know, we've had a lot of conversation in this country and, of course, policy changes affecting interest rates. And the long-term interest rates have been put at historical lows by Federal Reserve action, buying bonds, quantitative easing, all that jazz. But there is an expectation that they will ease up on the easing. They'll start tapering as they already have. They went from $85 billion a month down to $75 billion a month, causing interest rates, long-term 10-year treasuries in particular, to go up. That is what drives mortgage rates.
Right.
So with that happening and with the potential, and well, I'm going to say likelihood, of treasury rates going up, treasury yields going up, that usually means that mortgage rates goes up, right?
Right. Okay. That's correct.
So when that happens, Larry, what is that going to do? And I get, because all this ties into people's decision about when to buy or when to sell. As those rates go up on the mortgage rates, that doesn't that translate to it costing more to buy the same home?
Well, that's correct. And then it becomes an affordability issue. As the interest rates go up, just checked them today, 30-year fixed at 4.23%, which is, it's just incredible that you can get an interest rate that low nowadays.
For 30 years.
For 30 years. So right now, people have an opportunity to buy more house than they may have been able to otherwise if they take advantage of the interest rate. So as they continue to go up, we're going to have affordability issues, and the affordability issues come in with the income issues. So if job or incomes at people's work have not increased, there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a disconnect.
Okay, so if the interest rate, for example, on the 30-year goes up from 4.25% to 5.25% because interest rates on 10-year bonds go up, because that's how they're related. So as interest rates go up, long-term rates go up, the mortgage rate goes up. That means for the same payment, you can buy less house, or you want to buy the same house, it's going to cost you more monthly payment because there's more interest to pay.
That's correct. So I mean, that's what I was talking about earlier on, is that there's a time to make the move and get off the fence. And right now, I think clearly is the time that if you've made a decision that you're going to be buying, that you go out and find your property and get your mortgage all lined up so you are a ready and able buyer to take advantage of basically some of the last few opportunities that are going to be there.
Yeah, because you're talking about a transition from the cash buyer, the investment type buyer, to more and more people that are the residential, the home buyer. And where are things with the banks? Have they flushed out a lot of their inventory? What's going on there?
Well, yeah, they have. And one of the concerns now is that as the interest rates go up, the refinancing portion of their business is actually going to go down. So they're going to have to go out and actually seek out buyers. So the question comes, are they going to have to kind of look at the way that they approve people and give a little more leeway to provide more mortgages out there for home buyers? That might be something that'll happen.
Interesting. What about their actual, aside from the mortgage side of it? Yeah, I agree with you. They're going to have to be a little more aggressive on lending to get, you know, because the refi will go away or won't be as much of it. What about their inventory, where, you know, a lot of the banks ended up owning, foreclosing and owning and having these properties that they own?
Right.
I mean, have they sold a lot of those?
Well, they absolutely, yeah, sure they have. Over the last 36 months, year over year, it's been declining, their inventory. So yeah, we see it directly every day. When I go into the MLS, I used to go into a neighborhood during the heat of the market when things were really bad. And if I was looking for 12 homes for a person, there's a good chance that 9 to 10 of them could have been in a distressed situation.
Okay.
Now I can go into that same neighborhood. I might find one or two.
Okay. That's it's flipped completely around.
Oh, it really has. And, and I think the banks are trying to help people stay in their homes too. They're learning a lesson from this too.
Yeah. Interesting. We all are, Larry. We all are. Larry LaGrotta is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. Realty Pros Assured. Telephone number is 386-212-1202, and the website is castlesinflorida.com. Good stuff there. Take a look. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Larry LaGrotta is in the house here in the studio with me, and his telephone number is 386-212-1202, and the website is castlesinflorida.com. You know, one of the things that I think that people don't realize that there's a process. If they've never purchased a home, or you know, they don't have much experience with it, is if they're going to buy and they're going to be serious about it, and they want to kind of seize the opportunities of this recovering market and, you know, get a house before it gets, you know, things really start to ramp up. And also, of course, the issue with interest rates we talked about before the break. There's a process for them getting that mortgage if that's how they're going to finance, right?
It is a process. There always has been a process. And even people that have bought before, the process has changed.
Well, I think that was one of the key things I wanted to get to. I mean, you're not a mortgage broker and you're not
right.
A bank, but as you understand it, how does this process lay out? First thing they do, they go to their bank, they talk to the lender.
Go to the bank that you currently do business with. That's the best place to start. They know you.
There you go.
So start with them and tell them what your plans are. Let them run the numbers for you. There's no use going out looking for a home when you can't afford the mortgage.
So you can get an idea of how much of a house you can buy, what they're willing to lend you.
Absolutely.
What is that called, pre-qualify?
Pre-approval is what we really like.
Okay.
Pre-qualification is a very superficial qualification based on maybe something that I tell you over the phone, where pre-approval is going to go a little deeper. We're going to see some documents, some tax returns, that sort of thing. And then the bank really stands behind it. So it's much stronger, and that's what you really need is a pre-approval.
Very good. So tax returns, your financial information, balance, personal, you know, what do you got? Who are you? Personal financial statement,
things
right?
Things they didn't ask for before.
Yeah, so they're going to ask for this. Yeah. What were they used to call them? They used to call them the no income, no job applicant, the ninja.
No documents.
Yeah, no documents. The ninja loans, no income, no job applicant.
Yeah.
Not any more of those, right?
No, I think that would be very hard. The process and the double checks, there's so many people looking and then re-looking these loans as they go through the processing procedure that every level, it seems like it gets another look, kicked back for another look, for another document. So what used to be a 30-day process could easily be a 45- or a 60-day process.
Well, that's good for people and their expectations, Larry, because if they're going to buy a house, they want to do this, and they go through the pre-approval process, get approval, and then they know what they can do. The bank said, look, we'll loan you $200,000 or whatever
right.
It is. Okay.
It makes you strong.
It does make you strong, and you know what you're going to have to come up with for your down payment. That's cool, though, because then you can say, okay, let's go in. We'll do a search, or we'll have our realtor help us find a homes that fit that criteria, and then you're in a good position.
Well, there's a difference. Take a seller an offer where you are strong, pre-approved. He's going to look at that offer a little bit differently than somebody says they'd like to buy a house, and I think I can afford it.
Right. Well, it's like, yeah, if you agree to this, you make them an offer and they agree, we're good to go.
Pretty much.
I mean, pretty much. You got the inspection, you've got other requirements to fulfill. But, well, and in my case, Larry, you helped me with this last transaction. That's exactly what we were met with, as we had a buyer who was pre-approved and it all looked good. They put their earnest money up. They did everything supposed to. They asked for the inspection, understandably. Came back good because we had mm-hmm. worked on the house to make sure it was tight. And
That was a textbook. I mean, we couldn't hope for anything to happen any better than what that did.
Quick well, closing. But I think that, you know, what they
preparation.
Say, yeah, what they say is luck is when preparation meets opportunity or something like that. But yeah, we were ready. We knew what we were doing. You've done tons of these transactions over your career. So that's really the key, is to be prepared. Now, on the flip side, the seller, you know, like we talked about, you know, go ahead and make sure you get your appraisal or have the realtor run some comps. Is that
right.
Still what you do, right? You run
That's
the comps?
What we do. We run the comps.
And so you run the comparisons and then you have an idea and you go ahead. You know, if you know the roof leaks, go ahead and fix it.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely. Because that repair is going to be much more expensive to the prospective buyer than it is to you as the current owner. That's just part of the negotiation
mm-hmm.
process.
Very true. Very true indeed. And I think that is a smart way to go into it. Any final thoughts, Larry? We're about to run out of time here. It's always good to talk to you.
It's been a long road. 15 years in the business. The first seven, the real estate market was on fire. The last seven, eight, market was kind of iffy. So now
seven fat cows and seven skinny cows.
It's been a long ride. I was just in a meeting at the office, and everybody let out a sigh of relief, and they really think we've turned the corner. So
that's wonderful, outstanding. All right, Larry LaGrotta, 386-212-1202, and the website is castlesinflorida.com. Be sure to check out the website and feel good about giving Larry a call. He's a good guy, and I know that he can help. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, David.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.